So staying in tune with your true self affords a certain level of satisfaction, a certain level of liberty, because then you are tuned with your true feels. You are in tune with what makes you happy. You are in tune with what makes you sad. And now we see that a lot of people are struggling to sort of strike a working balance with the diversity that they're exposed to, and then staying true to their selves, you know, because being in a space where you're confronted with diversity, trends and whatnot, it sort of puts you at a place where you're trying to strike a balance with either staying afloat on the trains and, you know, embracing the diversity that then life will afford you, and at the same time still remaining true to yourself. So you see that a lot of people are actually struggling to, you know, stay true to themselves. And now that strikes a very huge problem, because it becomes very difficult to walk life if you're not actually true to yourself. You're not in tune with yourself. You don't know what makes you happy. You don't know what makes you sad. You don't know what your true preferences are, you know, because the diversity that you might be experiencing, or the diversity that is then confronting your world, sort of builds a conflict with trying to observe, you know, trying to understand, trying to learn, you know, and trying to experience the diversity, and at the same time still remain true to actually what you're feeling or what you regard as your truth. And in the other episode, I actually talked about, you know, the search for your truth, you know, your authentic truth, and how that your truth should be something that should stem from the pages of scripture. So being confronted with diversity, being confronted with the trends, you know, the new happenings and whatnot, then puts man at a point where you're in conflict with this reality of how diverse life is, the trends and whatnot. And at the same time, there is this you that as its truth. So you're then trying to strike a balance, but you see, if you're not staying attuned to your true self, it's very easy then to see your life beginning to be shaped by the diversity that is confronting your world. But the big work really that we have is then trying to understand how we're going to strike a balance, you know, while we enjoy the diversity that then life will afford us. At the same time, we want to strike a balance in remaining true to our feels, remaining true to ourselves, knowing that this is my life, this is my authentic life value, you know, and I cannot violate this. Regardless of, you know, what confronts my world at the moment. But then you see that a lot of people are finding a huge challenge to then be able to strike this balance, staying true to your authentic preferences, staying true to your life values, while being confronted with the diversity that life affords, isn't a walk in the park. And then if you're not aware of this conflict, you're going to find that you're going to begin shaping your life, you know, after this diversity, the trends that are then confronting your world. But then if you come to terms with this, I'm going to call it a battle of the mind, you're going to realize that nothing is going to be left to chance, because I like to say everything that you leave to chance has the power to unfold into anything. You see what I mean? Because you're not intentional about anything. So anything that you're not intentional about can become anything, you know. That's why to live an authentic life and to stay true to yourself, intentionality plays a key role. So you become intentional about your truth, maintaining your truth, and you become intentional about, you know, coming to terms with the diversity, with the trends, you know, with the world that you're living in, and whatever it might become, it might be throwing at you, because everybody every day is being confronted with something. You know, could be through movies, through the books that we read, you know, social media, and the movies, the music and whatnot. So all these are vices that have the power to then recreate our truth. So you want to make sure that every time that the world then throws all this diversity at you, you are protecting your truth. You know, that's right. It's very fundamental that you begin to define your truth now, you know, and you begin to protect that truth. You begin to protect your identity. You know what I'm saying? You begin to work at finding yourself. But like I said, in another episode, out that it's not easy to figure life out. But then once you do, whatever that you figure out, you want to protect it. You want to, you know, nurture it. You want to guard it, because you know that every day the world is going to throw at me stuff that might, you know, affect my truth, or that might tempt me to recreate my truth. You know, so we've got to be intentional about it. In as much as we are living in this world, you know, being confronted with a lot of different stuff. Every day, like I said, every day that you walk the earth, there's something that's going to confront you that might tempt you, or that might inspire you to a certain degree to recreate yourself, to recreate your identity. So now you're going to think, I mean, for how long are you going to recreate your identity? You know, for how long are you going to recreate your worth? So you see, because a lot of people are then struggling to create and to guard their truth, that's why you find that consistency in our generation is a foreign word. You know, people can't stay consistent at something. You know, the reason why it's very difficult for you to stay consistent at something is because every day there's something that's confronting your world that is then tempting you to recreate yourself almost every day. You know, so if you have this one idea, you find that next week you're gonna be watching a movie that will sort of inspire you to then recreate that idea. And I have no problem with making adjustments to your dreams, to your goals, to your vision. It's necessary, because growth always comes with change. You know, that is a fact. As you grow, you're going to be confronted with the need to make a few changes. But the focus really should be that, even as much as you're making those changes, they're not in any way recreating the authenticity of that idea. They're not recreating the authenticity of yourself. So the focus should be, in as much as you're going to evolve, in as much as you're going to change, in as much as you're going to, you know, expand and all that stuff, because of the things that are going to confront your world, and I appreciate exposure. You know, exposure then brings about change. But we've got to make sure that whatever changes are going to come to our lives, they're not coming to recreate what then we've identified as our truth that has its roots in the Holy Scriptures. You see what I mean? So if you don't have a clear identity of self, if you don't know you, you know, if you don't know your truth, you're going to find that a lot of things are going to then, you know, serve as tools that will then inspire you to, you know, keep recreating yourself. And so you find that today this gentleman has this conviction, you know, 2 months down the line, and say, nah, this ain't right. This ain't no longer my conviction. You know, you find that this gentleman is big at this one belief. You know, after watching 2, 3, 4 movies, he's then recreating his belief. You know, it could be that, oh man, I doubt the integrity of God. But you know, four years past, you are big, you know what I'm saying, at the respect of God's sovereignty. But because that didn't move from a mere belief to conviction, you know, it then becomes very easy to keep recreating or adjusting that truth. And so once you find the truth, you want to raise it to a state where it moves from just being a mere, you know, a mere belief to so like a conviction, you know, a conviction beyond proof, really, you know what I'm saying. And once you develop that solid stance, in as much as then the world is going to throw at you its diversity, its trains and whatnot, you are still going to protect that authentic truth, and nothing is just going to, you know, tempt you to recreate it at any time. So it's a battle of the mind, I like to call it, and we've got to be super intentional about this process. We've got to be intentional about this life journey, because at the end of the day, we don't want to leave our lives as a copycat of some sort, you know, but we want to live our lives true to our identity, true to ourselves. And the time that we are going to be transitioning to the next life, we're definitely going to get a grand welcome, a welcome faithful servant, you know, because then we dedicated our lives on earth to finding and living in our truth. And we did not allow the trains that the world can throw at us to then shape our identity, you know, to shape our culture, you know. But every day we are confronted with this temptation to recreate and to create our identity after the movies that we watch, the books that we read, and, you know, the music that we listen to. And that's why we've got to be very intentional about the stuff that we feed on, because not everything is worth feeding on, because not every movie, you can't watch every movie out there, you know, you can't listen to every kind of music out there, because those are tools, you know, that are shaping the culture, those are tools that are shaping the belief system, you know, those are tools that are shaping the identity of certain communities, but also they are good tools that you can feed on to just help, you know, refine your truth. But your truth should have its, you know, so foundation in the pages of the scriptures, but also there are tools that are out there that can just help you refine, perfect, you know what I'm saying, and just give your truth a clear identity. So I'm not against feeding on some of these tools, as long as it's helping you, you know, it's helping you to maintain your truth. You know, if you're gonna watch a movie and then it begins to challenge your conviction and integrity of God, you know, and there's a problem there, because that is a wrong too. And if you then study its sole purpose, that's exactly what it's intended for, you know. So there can be music out there that has its intention to make people feel better about themselves, and there's also music that is solemnly designed to make people feel sad, you know, to make people feel bitter and angry and all that kind of stuff. And there's music that is basically designed to make people feel happy, you know. So everything that is created with a purpose. It's created to achieve a certain mission, you know, to achieve a certain agenda. So we've got to then study some of these tools that we are exposing ourselves to, because every tool, there isn't a tool that is designed for no purpose, for no reason. You know, every tool should then achieve a certain reason, a certain purpose. And this is where now we get to be very intentional about some of the things that we're feeding on, because we want to protect our truth. We want to protect our authenticity, and we want to protect our conviction, we want to protect our culture. We want to protect our belief, you know, and we want to protect the sanity of our families, the sanity of our community. And that just doesn't happen. We've got to be very intentional about it. So you want to know that the world is going to throw at you its, you know, endless, bottomless diversity, you know, but you two got a responsibility you two got a duty, you know, you got a responsibility to then protect your space, to protect your truth, and to protect your authenticity. Because then if you do not do that, you'll find that before you know it, you're going to be waking up to a copycat of something. And before you know it, you're going to be transitioning to the next life, and you'd have lived all your life here on earth as a copycat and not as an original. But that's not the intention of God. God wants us to live out our truth that has its sole foundation in the pages of the Holy Scripture, you know. And God is not asking you and me to then shape our truth, to shape our identity, you know, after some of these movies, some of these songs, some of these books, and whatnot. But at the same time, the world is creating its tools, you know, that are then solemnly designed to influence us in culture. And at the same time, God's people, you know, God's kingdom is designing tools to just counter attack whatever the world is creating. So then you've got to be very particular with which side you're going to be feeding on, because both sides are charging. And I'm praying that the Christian community is going to become a bit more intentional and deliberate to creating stuff that then is going to shape the culture, that is going to shape, you know, the belief system in our communities. Because then if we don't, we are letting the world do the job. We are leaving the job to the world. And I promise you, whatever the world is going to create, its sole purpose is not to build, you know, but definitely to just change the culture, you know, change the belief system, to get kids believing differently. That's when I began to see quite weird movies now, weird cartoons and all that kind of stuff. That is not just happening. There are people that are sitting and planning some of these things, you know, working hard to just put out some of this content, you know, for the purpose of just then recreating the culture, getting kids to think and to process life in a little bit more different way, you know. So if the world can be so intentional and deliberate about it, I just want to believe that the Christian community can too then can equally be very deliberate and intentional about creating content, creating stuff, creating, you know, movies, creating cartoons and all that kind of stuff, giving out books that are going to shape the culture to get kids to process and to view the world in a more different way, you know. So we've got to counterattack, you know. We're not just going to sit and then complain. We're not just going to sit and say, oh man, the world is crazy, look at the stuff that they're feeding our kids, you know. But we've got to take the lead as well. We've got to take the lead. But we cannot take the lead if we're not aware of these facts. So, you know, everyone's world is being confronted with the diversity that the world is throwing at us through, you know, the airwaves and all that kind of stuff. But we've got to be very intentional. We've got to be deliberate. And we've got to wage war to just protect our truth, to protect our authenticity, to protect our culture, you know, to protect our identity. And we're going to make sure that we don't live as copycats that have been influenced by some of this stuff. But we're going to live as originals, you know, with our identity from God, who's our creator. So you've got to be intentional about it. You know, you've got to be intentional about the tools that you're feeding out. You've got to be intentional about what is coming in, what is confronting your world. And you've got to know how to then counterattack. And also you've got to, you know, be deliberate, and you've got to engage God to be able to find your truth and your authenticity, that thing you're going to protect, even as the world throws some of these diversity at you.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.